But 3 days before the event, Judith suddenly died. I hope you can see from here that she has her left hand on a skull, to remind us always that it is she who has passed away, while Richard is very firmly holding Judith's right hand in his right hand. And the rather lengthy, rather wordy inscription below, well, paraphrased into English, it is Richard and he is saying to Judith, "You have gone early. You have gone before, but I will love you until the day I die." So it's sad and it's romantic all at the same time. But you're also looking at a unique piece of church furniture. We have searched the Christian countries of the world and we can find no other monument in which somebody was alive at the time of the raising of that monument. So when you're scudding around the world, if you do see another one, don't, whatever you do, tell me.
So what sort of date are we talking about then?
Well, this is probably 860, 865.
Right. Goodness me.
And the man, excuse me, did I just should... It isn't indeed, it's about 60 years, it must be a Monday, 60 years after the death of William Shakespeare. And the man to the left of the altar, he is a similar date to Shakespeare. You can tell from his position in the church that he's an extremely rich man. He is the local moneylender.
Is he?
Now, his name is John Coon, and he is the uncle of Richard. So now we know why Richard could afford such an incredible size of a memorial. It is a remarkable piece of work.
So where's his actual body?
Who, Coombs?
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, this guy, well, we don't know. All we know is that a week after this was unveiled, he was in Worcester. And then all trace of him completely vanishes. So we have absolutely no idea whether he went abroad or... We just don't know. It's an ongoing joke, actually, in the church. The men are always saying, well, of course he went off to find another lady. And the girls immediately react by saying, no, he didn't. He was always faithful to Judith.
Is it about the guy, the knight or whatever in there?
That's St. George.
And that's St. George, right?
That's St. George. And twinning him over here is Margaret of Anjou. You mean the plaque?
No, we haven't seen that. The baptism in the...
Well, you're an expert now.
Yeah.